My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
All right, I see you, Matt Burke. We're going to hear from Matt Burke here in about 10 minutes. He was asked about what we've been wondering at the safety position. Right now, let's get to confessions. We'll share that with you in just a little bit. Watch this. These are my confessions. All right, so we knew this was happening. Charles Barkley's not retiring, after all.
Of course.
All right, but here's where it gets fun and interesting. And I think it's hilarious and awesome at the same time. So Charles Barkley, apparently, Warner Brothers Disney is, after next season, is not going to broadcast any NBA. We've all heard that story. But Barkley is in. Now, obviously, he's done some March Madness before, which they do broadcast that. They also do Major League Baseball and college football. So he's on a 10-year, $210 million, whatever it is, contract. Charles Barkley is going to do baseball games. Charles Barkley, he's going to do baseball games. Like, they're not going to wait. They're not going to spend all that money and not put Barkley on college football and Major League Baseball. Can you imagine? Could you imagine Charles Barkley, like, in the postseason, like, they go to the studio or whatever, or he hops into the booth, and he's talking, like, about Altuve and all this, you know, Otani and all this stuff. He's talking Major League Baseball.
I would like to see that.
I would love to see that. I am here for it.
I'm here for it, too.
Because he ain't doing NBA, and he ain't going nowhere. He's not going to retire after all. So, yeah, Charles Barkley, you know, like, I'd like doing a college football game in studio.
That would be fun. It would be even better to see him call his old school, like Auburn.
Auburn, yeah.
That would be great, because I think he liked college football, too.
Oh, so. And you know, I know he loves college football.
Yeah.
But MLB?
Yeah, that would be.
I mean, they're going to use him at some level.
I would like it.
Yeah,
I would like that type of stuff. Watch this. These are my confessions. Man, so I got a card in the mail yesterday, and it was from Urgent Vet in Katy.
Oh, I got the same one.
Yeah, so I was looking through the mail.
Why'd you do this to me?
Hey, I was looking through the mail and I seen it. I'm like, oh man. So I showed my wife. She started bawling, crying.
Yes,
and mind you, she bawling, crying, opening it up to see. So it was a nice little car. Shout out to Urgent.
It mentions their name too.
Yeah,
like I know what you're talking about. Stanley was due for something.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh man. So she opened the car, she crying, and it's a little black envelope right there.
Yeah.
So she crying, digging through it. I'm like, Christina, stop it, man. I'm like, dang. And then she. You know, she was bawling so much she couldn't even see what was in the envelope.
Yeah.
So I'm like, give me the doggone envelope. Yeah. I'm like, stop crying. And so I'm digging through it to try to see what was in the envelope. And as soon as I dug in there, she was like, it's his fur.
Oh.
So they sent me a little piece of his fur in the black little envelope.
You got fur?
Yeah, they gave me a piece of his fur.
I got the footprint. And I got
that too.
And I got the ashes.
Yeah, I got the fur. And I'm just like, God, dog, I'll be damned.
Yeah.
So I had to walk away. I'm like, oh, why they do that? I don't really do good with death, man.
Yeah.
to me, like, I'm the type of person, I don't want to see anything else. Mm-hmm. I just want to move past it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, they sent me his fur. I felt like, I know you never seen Paid in Full,
mm-hmm.
but it kind of reminded me of the scene in Paid in Full where they kidnapped his son and
yeah, yeah.
or his little brother, and they sent this finger in the mail.
Oh, God.
So I'm thinking like, man, they sent my dog fur. I'm like, man.
I thought you were talking about, because after we got his footprint, his paw print, and the ashes, like about a month later, we got a card from the vet, and it said Gibson is due for his Provecto.
Oh, okay. Or oh,
whatever.
No. Oh no, I didn't.
That one got me.
Oh really?
Like
oh,
they're like, man. It's due. It's time to bring Gibson.
That might
in.
Be worse.
Oh, just that might kill be worse, me, man. Just.
Yeah. Yeah, I still get like emails from like Wolfgang,
mm-hmm.
like, hey, it might be time for another grooming. And I'm just like, oh man,
oh that's the worst.
Yeah, wait, real quick before you go to the next one, I guess it was ironic too, because yesterday when I came to work, the security guards downstairs is one that know my dog.
Yeah,
and so I haven't seen him since you know Stanley passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So every time he see me, he be in the hallway like, where you at? Where you at? Where you at? And I had to tell him that he passed away, and he was so heartbroken.
Oh
man.
My god!
I was just like, dang, man.
It's the worst, man.
It's bad.
It's the worst.
Rest in peace, to Stanley. Watch this. These are my confessions.
So since y'all are talking about dogs, man. I don't want my dog to go just yet.
No, nobody does.
I've had her for about 5 years, and she's the sweetest thing ever. And just thinking about everything that y'all have talked about, I can't imagine myself like, being in that position just yet, man. Like, it's just, I might have to call off work for a while.
You're never
man.
Ready for it.
Yeah.
No.
I actually talked to our assistant brand manager, Laura,
mm-hmm.
and I told her what happened. She, do you need some days off? She was ready to give me some days off, and I was fine. You know, I was good to go to work and all that stuff. But for a long time, I always joked around like, hey, it's going to be that time, man.
Yeah.
Like, he ain't going to be around forever.
Yep.
And I was just wondering how everything's going to be. And it was a running joke in my family like, oh, Figgy going to take it the hardest
mm-hmm.
because he the one that loved the dog the most. And truth be told, it was my wife that took it the hardest.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even bring his name up or anything. And she'd just get to crying. I'm just like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, why they had to send that letter?
It's the worst. It's the worst. Watch this. These are my confessions. All right, so the cool thing about today's television viewing is like somebody can tell you, hey, you got to watch this show. And you can just binge watch it. You can watch all the seasons, you know?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
And so I've done that several times, but the most recent show that we binge watched, it's called Trying, and it's on Apple TV, and it's about this couple trying to adopt, and it's really funny. It's a comedy. It's a drama. It's really, really funny. But here's what they don't tell you that was so freaking frustrating. So we binge watched 4 seasons of Trying. We got to the final episode of season 4, and we think we're all caught up. And there's like 3 major cliffhangers at the end of season 4.
Mm.
And I'm like, man, I can't wait. When's season five drop? When's season five drop? So I start searching on Google, and it says they have not yet renewed trying. It may not be renewed for another year. That's it may not be renewed. It's like there are three or four major cliffhangers in this. Like, dude, if I'm going to binge watch a show, at least tell me that there's going to be a final episode. Not like it's the worst. I'm like, now I'm in my head like, okay, what happened to this guy? What happened to that girl? Did the mom come back? And blah, blah, blah. It's the worst.
The worst thing is sometimes that, I mean, that happens a lot where a show don't come back.
Yes.
Like it's over with.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And now you just got to use your imagination to see what happened.
Yeah. You just got to, it's a whole bunch of what ifs going forward.
And these are big ones.
Yeah. But I got a confession that kind of ties in with this too.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So I guess, not Game of Thrones, but the House of Dragons just had their season finale. And Chris, I don't know if you a fan of it.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Okay, you could probably weigh in on this too, but I got to confess, I love seeing people pissed off at season finales, man. I seen so many people just like, man, this suck. Man, they always do this. I love seeing people so mad, especially with Game of Thrones and House of the Dragons. Mm-hmm. I love seeing people saying, oh, this finale sucked. And then on the flip side, I see other people saying, it was a good finale. They're just setting up for the next season. And I love seeing people mad at the way season finales end. And on top of that, this kind of tie into something else too. I love seeing people pissed off playing video games.
Yeah.
Like, I see a lot of people playing college football, and they throw, like, their fourth interception, and it's a pick six, and they just, like, throw the controller, or they just quit in the middle of the game. I just love seeing people frustrated like that.
I actually kind of do, too, especially if I'm not in on the series.
Yeah, yeah,
like, exactly. If I'm in on the series, then I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I'm not in on the series at all. But, Chris, was it a good?
Yeah, I was going to ask
Was it good or bad? How you feel about the season finale?
So, I enjoyed it, but I was mad. I was mad because the way I guess they did set it up for the next season, but it's just like, at least give us a little bit of what we're gonna see, like just a little bit. But they gave us nothing. So whatever, man. I'm just looking forward.
I watched that show House of Dragons one time, and I was up here for Hurricane Beryl, and the boss lady, they set up a whole little watch party in the live lounge, and I watched it was one of the episodes where it first started getting, I guess, I don't know if it's episode 5 or 4, but that's when all the action started happening. And afterwards, they was all discussing it like, yeah, so this team only had 2 dragons left and the other team had 3 dragons. I'm just like, man, what is this corny crap, man? Oh, I can't get into it, man.
It's
I'm
good,
sorry.
Man. It's good. Really? Mm-hmm. Okay, man. Yeah.
Oh, man.
These are my confessions.
Not necessarily a confession. I'm just following up. A lot of our listeners were like, these cliffhangers. Like, apparently Peaky Blinders also hasn't been renewed or left on a cliffhanger. Star. I didn't watch Presumed Innocent. It's supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, but it hasn't renewed?
So they did renew for a second season. Mm-hmm. But I think the way they're doing this series is it's going to be a whole different plot. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know if the same actors and people going to be in this season too. It might be a whole different situation.
And yeah,
I think they ended on the right turn. I don't think they're going to pick off from season 1, but I think it's going to be a whole different situation.
And I just realized, because somebody mentioned this, another one that ended on a cliffhanger and I still haven't seen that it's going to be renewed is The Righteous Gemstones. And that's a really popular one. John Goodman and others. And it ended. Like I got I guess from now on, when I start binging a series, I just started Your Honor yesterday. That's going to be...
I told you about that three years ago.
You told me about it. My daughter-in-law told me about it. So yesterday, after we got pissed off about trying, I said, screw it. Let's just start another one. So we went with Your Honor. We just watched one episode. That thing better have an ending, because I'm going to be ticked off.
Yeah, so season... I ain't going to spoil it for you, but I was watching this in real time. Mm-hmm. And the way season one ended, I'm like, what in the world? And I heard it wasn't going to be a season two. So I'm like, oh, I can't end like that. But end up getting a season two. So it was good. I think you'll like it, though. It's a really good show.
The first episode was like, holy crap.
Yeah. that was one of the only shows I was watching in real time. Like, I had Showtime. I'm like, all right, 7 o'clock. I think it came on 7 to 8 o'clock our time. I'm like, well, I'm sitting here watching this.
Well, now, so they did renew.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't watching the rest if they don't renew it.
Your Honor?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's only two seasons.
The whole thing?
Yep, that's
it. But there's an ending.
Yes, it's an ending. So I think a lot of people saying they could make another season, but I think it ended right. I'm fine with the ending.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.